This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing you a company that we discovered about 2 months ago, came on our radar. The name of the company is SPO Networks, Inc., and you can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SPOI. With us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed. We're very fortunate to have the gentleman, Mr. Tom Smith. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Before we get started with the Q&A today, if you would, just give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and what you do out there in Arkansas.
Well, SPO Networks is quite unique on what we do. We're into the scrap metal industry, which is our vehicle to fund the projects of the cannabis. So we operate a scrap metal recycling facility in northwest Arkansas and in Missouri. That's the vehicle we're using, and the profits we're using as not to request capital raising from our stockholders at this point to invest into the cannabis market, which so far we've been very fortunate to enter into.
You know, one of the things that really came on my radar when I saw that you guys are starting to get into this space, how fast it is growing. That being said, what makes SPO Networks so different from the other cannabis companies that are in this space?
I think just the fact that we're diversified and we have experience and we have a great plan that we're executing. Having revenues of the first quarter, which is really only 1 month of revenues, we started the operation in March of this year. Having revenues of $640,000 on month one was delightful for us, and we have a plan to grow that sector of the business even more. But with that said, we have two markets that we depend on. One is a very good market. Well, they're both good markets, but we have an established scrap metal operation that employs 30 people currently, with more coming. On the cannabis side, that allows us to have the volume of cash that we need just to enter into transactions and make offers on facilities. Having inventory in our facility in Arkansas and Missouri allows us a line of credit, which is not allowed generally in the cannabis operation. So we can leverage our assets from the scrap metal to make acquisitions in the cannabis without breaking any rules.
Are you guys currently pre-revenue right now on the cannabis side?
We are pre-revenue now in the cannabis side. We expect to have our first harvest in the first part of August of this year.
And what kind of license do you exactly have?
Currently in Colorado, we hold a recreational cultivation license. And with that, we have gone into the genetic seed operation. So our focal point is not generally flower or retail business. Our target is to have genetic seeds of all strains and offer that both wholesale and retail accordingly in Colorado.
You know, that's the next question I wanted to bring up. And when I read this, I was like, what? And correct me if I'm wrong, three seeds, retailers at wholesale for $50. And that being said, what is your current annual seed production capabilities moving forward?
Currently, in the facility that's in operation now, we expect to have somewhere around 24 million seeds in a 12-month period at this site. The revenues, you nailed it, retail seeds with some of these strains will go $50 for three seeds. Now,
wow.
Certainly we're going to be wholesaling those to dispensaries, and we expect to share the margin with those folks so they'll carry our brands. Along with that, we have in queue to pretty much have seed-to-sell operations, both in seeds, concentrates, flour, all of it. We're going to a hub and spoke operation, and this is just the beginning.
One of the press releases you put out, I believe in June, was you guys are going to do your first delivery here, I believe August 1st. Are we still on track for that?
Yes, we're on track for August 1st, and we have our packaging in queue, so it's very promising, and we're super excited.
So bring us up to speed. How did that all come about, and what's your thoughts on that moving forward? What kind of traction do you think you're going to gain from that?
Well, I think we're going to get a lot of traction. We have a commitment from a group that is going to carry our line. You know, our business development folks are calling around and getting commitments, you know, for retail. Along with, we also have some commitments on a wholesale side for some growers in Pueblo, Colorado. So we're going after two sectors here. We're going after complete retail through third-party dispensaries that we do not operate. We're going to wholesale cultivation operations that are going to rely on our seed production for their grow operations.
And these 10 dispensaries, bring us up to speed on that, if you would. I didn't quite understand that. Are you guys going to own them, or are you guys going to move your product to 10 dispensaries?
We have a group that owns 10 dispensaries that's going to carry exclusively our seed packages for retail. So that's the retail portion, or actually what we would consider the wholesale portion. Now, with that, SBO has also made written out a couple of LOIs to purchase a couple, at least two at this point, we've got on the hook on having our own dispensary. So currently we do not operate any dispensaries, but we expect to have that across the finish line very soon with some exciting news.
My guest today is Tom Smith. He is the CEO of SPO Networks, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SPOI. How many shares, Tom, SPO stocked in the float, and how many shares are out there maybe you have purchased over the counter? Just bring us up to date of just the whole flow of the shares, if you would.
Well, all of this information is available on the OTC information side, but currently there's on float around 2.8 billion shares. With that said, this project really started with me about 6 years ago, and over the past 6 years, as I brought the company to the pink sheet current and got across the finish line on every aspect required by the OTC, I've been buying some of these stocks personally. So, you know, my personal shares of stock that I've purchased over the counter is just under 800 million, which really has a good effect on the float that's out there. Because if you're looking at that, I'm just under a billion shares personally, knowing that that's sort of taking out of the big pot, I think that should excite our shareholders, knowing that this stuff isn't just being day traded by folks. Hopefully these guys are jumping in and going to hang with us and enjoy the profits as we move along. You know, we've got strong pro forma.
So you own about 40% of the float?
Yes.
Wow, very nice. My guest today is Tom Smith. He is the CEO of SPO Networks, Inc. Tom, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think if they look at the cannabis companies that are out there and the startups, there's plenty out there to choose from. You know, this is a marathon for us, not a sprint. You know, the stock that I've purchased over the counter is going to be held, and if anything, maybe sold at some point when it gets into the double digits, only to raise capital for this. With me being the CEO and in this for the long haul, I think that there's a very good upside with our plan. It's a good, sustainable plan, but moreover, it's an achievable plan. And with the staff that we have on hand and the experience that I hold both in business development and scrap metal and the experience that I carry with my peers in the cannabis operation, I think people should buckle up and hang on, and this is going to be a very exciting journey for all of us.
The company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is SPO Networks, Inc. Take a look at them. Find them. You can get them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SPOI. Tom, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully I didn't scare you off. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.